Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On your home for the best Ravens coverage.
It's time for News from the Nest
with Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Don't miss out. Buy two windows from Window Nation and get two free. Plus, no interest or payments for 24 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Loss of nine brings up a 30-15. Petras steps away. He's dropped. Adisa on the Isaac. Sack, knifing in.
Adisa Isaac.
Yeah.
Big Ten Network on the call. Draft profile number two of the day takes us to Happy Valley, Penn State, and the Ravens' third-round draft pick, outside linebacker Adisa Isaac.
Joe B., I thought it was a Caps game. Adisa.
He actually scored.
Yeah. Adisa, 6'4", 247, ran 4.74, jersey 20, 33 7/8 arm, not bad. 9 5/8 hand. He's a fifth-year player. 1.64, 10, 34.5 vert, 10.3 broad jump. In 2019, 11 games as a reserve, 14 tackles, 1.5 sacks. 2020, 9 games, 13 tackles, 1.5 sacks. 2021, tore his Achilles, missed a whole year. 2022, started 13 games. 28 tackles, 11 tackles for loss, 4 sacks. 2023, this past season, he started 13 games. 37 tackles, 16 tackles for loss, 7.5 sacks. So, I mean, from 22 to 23, went from 28 to 37 in tackles, 11 to 16 in tackles for loss, and 4 to 7.5 in sacks. So, nice improvement, good development there. His strength, size, effort, athletic ability, shows a burst. He can drop into coverage. Quick takeoff, good initial punch. Closes down quickly on the backside versus the run. Shows ability to bend the corner. Uses hands well to shed. Keeps feet moving and pass. He can find the ball in a run game. Good punch, lockout, shed. Strong. Has some power on the bull rush. Captain. Good on stunts. Excellent motor and football smarts. Weaknesses, little hip stiffness, needs to work on some counters. He's got really strong, powerful, quick move, but he just needs some counters. Needs to get stronger and bigger in the lower body. He needs a better anchor in the run game, and if he can get strong to set the edge and stuff. But the thing with him is he just plays his ass off. In summary, I said this kid plays with a great motor. He has some pass rush skill, and with Chuck Smith's help, will develop some counters. He needs to get stronger in the lower, but does a decent job in the run, especially from the backside and slanting. We'll need more bulk setting the edge. We'll struggle in coverage with the hip stiffs. I like him as a rusher. Strong, quick hands, relentless, and is productive.
Let's look at the AFC North, some of the other teams there. Cincinnati, they get Mims in the first round out of Georgia. But Chris Jenkins out of Michigan, whose dad played for the University of Maryland, Chris Jenkins, second round. And then Jermaine Burton, wide receiver out of Alabama. Could this be a precursor to a changing of the guard, given T. Higgins' dissatisfaction with his contract situation? By the way, Zach Taylor said Hendrickson will play for Cincinnati this year, but he's unhappy too.
Yeah, and I think he'll get a new deal, Bob. I mean, you don't mind that. That's like if Ronnie Stanley has a good year, Bob, and they have to pay him the $10 million because he makes the Pro Bowl or whatever. I'll be glad to sign that check. You know, and with Hendrickson, he had 17 and a half sacks for him. They know he's underpaid, but they only did it for 1 year this past year. So they'll up the ante, but they got to wait a couple months before they're able to do that.
Steelers get Fatuano, offensive guard. Yep. A brilliant pick because kind of fell to him there. But Zach Frazier, center out of West Virginia, so help on the offensive line. Second round, and then a couple of Wilsons in the third. Roman, wide receiver out of Michigan.
Good player.
And then Peyton Wilson.
Very good player.
Interesting one there out of NC State.
Yeah, he just had some injury concerns, but I mean, I think he's like a six-year guy. But I mean, he's like, you know who they had before who was a really good player, and I couldn't believe that they got rid of? Spillane. Kind of like him. I mean, this guy is going to be a tackling machine. Can he stay healthy? Because he's a hell of a player. I mean, Bob, every one of those guys for them, you like every one. They had a hell of a draft.
Yeah. Steelers doing some pretty good things
this offseason.
Yep. Well,
if the quarterback turns out.
Now, Cleveland didn't have a first-round pick. Michael Hall, Jr. out of Ohio State, second round. Zach Zinter, offensive lineman out of Michigan there in the third. Then Jamari Thrash out of Louisville in the fifth. So they didn't have a lot of draft equity. Did the Browns here.
I want to say the defensive lineman, Bob, from Ohio State is the one that broke the Michigan guy's leg. Now they're teammates.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But remember when the Michigan kid got hurt in the Ohio State game, broke his fibula?
Wasn't Corum, was it?
No. The old lineman. The center.
Oh, gotcha.
Zinter?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was the Ohio State. The guy they drafted is the one that hurt his leg.
But overall, it looks like on paper, granted these games aren't played on paper and these grades mean nothing for now because you always revisit them down the road, but looks like every team did enough to help themselves in the draft and in some cases in free agency, that first wave of stuff we've seen.
If I was just looking and say, like, who had the best draft of the division? I'd say Pittsburgh did a hell of a job, Bob.
Now, we'll get into Devontae Walker out of North Carolina later on the show. Same thing with TJ Tampa out of Iowa State. But when we come back, let's count that money, buy or sell. Caldera is going to be joining us from the Bergen Record at 12:30. Preview the Orioles and the Yankees. Oh. New York just wins two games in a row against the Milwaukee Brewers and put up 30 runs in the process. The Orioles, they lose two out of three to those A's, who I guess they're a lot better than we gave them credit for. Hey, remember, they split four with the Yankees earlier in the week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Penny and Haney, 1057 The Fan.
That was Dean Pease, right? Famously saying, I'm not buying into that crap. Way back when, former Ravens defensive coordinator, is Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan. Hopefully he's buying into our crap, because we got plenty of sports to get into. But let's count that early week money first. Buy or sell.
All right, the Dow's up 86. The S&P's up 14. NASDAQ's up 52. DraftKings up 13 cents. Under Armour up 6 cents, so it's a green day.
As always, buy or sell brought to us by the Farmer's Dog. Start things in Major League Baseball, where got some more umpire talk for you. Always special, always fun. This time, some comments from Max Scherzer that have made headlines. The future Hall of Famer proposing more consequences for poor officiating, like a ranking system for umpires. As he says, the electronic strike zone allows us to see the result of every pitch in real time. Very, very accurate. Umps called low strikes, high strikes, outside corner, etc. And his suggestion here said, quote, let the electronic strike zone rank the umpires. We need to have a conversation about the bottom, let's call it 10%, whatever you want to declare the bottom as, and talk about relegating those umpires to the minor leagues. Bob, are you buying or selling this is a valid solution to keep umps more accountable?
Oh, buying 100%. Yep. Hey, look, I know they're unionized, but so are the players, and they get sent back to the minors.
Yep.
Players have to speak with the media after they screw up all the time, where the crew chief talks to a poll reporter, and, you know, sometimes, you know, just, you know, like the Aaron Boone situation last week, where Wendell Stad, I believe it was, still insists that it was somebody from the Yankee dugout, which led to Aaron Boone getting the old heave-ho when it was actually a fan, as everyone saw. But yes, they should be held to the same accountability as the players are. And if you are performing poorly, then you go back to the minors to get your bleep together, just like the players have to do. You're 100% correct, Max Scherzer.
And it could go both ways. Okay, bottom 10% relegated. Top 10% in consideration for World Series and stuff like that.
So meritocracy, just like everything else in life, unless you know the right people.
Go over to the NFL, where for the past few years, the league has begun implementing the use of extra padding on players' helmets during practice sessions. They're called guardian caps, been seeing them for a little while now, but now the league's saying that players will have the option to wear them in actual game action. A league rep says that there's been a significant concussion reduction since their implementation in practices, but the biggest knock against them, probably their appearance, very bulky, awkward looking to say the least. Vinny, buy or sell, we'll see a decent amount of players actually choose to wear them in games.
I'll sell it. The only thing I would say, Norm, is that, all right, you wear them in practice, but how much hitting are you doing in practice? You know, I mean, there's not a lot of things that you're doing in practice that is similar to game speed and stuff.
Do you logo them up too? Because You know, a lot of these teams just got their fancy new helmets, and they want people to see them, and they want people to buy the replicas of them, and you just put this big old marshmallow in your head.
Like Andrews always wore it in practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm saying, do you, you know, paint it, slap it?
Yeah, if you're, you know,
like
the Ravens.
Kelso for, was it Kelso for Buffalo used to have the kazoo thing on his head way back
when? We used to have Steve Wallace for us in San Fran because his would always pop off.
Yeah, so maybe we'll see that. Yeah, that'd be a nice Christmas gift. Get your thing for Christmas. Put on your fat head.
Let's see. Go over to the NBA here. The Lakers kept their season alive on Saturday night. Still down 3-1 in that series against the Nuggets. And tensions were brewing earlier in the series after Game 3. Anthony Davis seemingly calling out Darvin Ham for a lack of communication and overall game plan. The coach went on to refute that. But barring some sort of epic collapse here by Denver, the Lakers will be heading for a long and interesting offseason. LeBron James is a free agent. Anthony Davis, on the other hand, just signed an extension mid-season to keep him around for a few more years. Buy or sell, Bob, Davis should be regretting that decision to sign right now.
I'll soft buy it because he got paid handsomely, so financially it was a great deal for him. But could this be a Lakers team about to bottom out into the bottom of the Western Conference? And I don't know if you saw, like, I guess somebody had like the Zabruder film of LeBron going off on Darvin Ham on the sidelines for not challenging a play earlier in that series against the Nuggets. To their credit, they did bounce back in Game 4. D'Angelo Russell actually showed up for that game. But pack your suitcases, Laker fans. Get your Yankee hats ready. Their season ends tonight in Denver.
More contract talk this time in the NFL, where Matthew Stafford, he still has 3 full years left on his deal with the Rams, but after being set to earn $31 million fully guaranteed this coming year, he only has $10 million guaranteed on the books for those final 2 seasons. Because of this, he's seeking an adjustment to his deal, more guaranteed money over the span of those 3 years. And Ian Rappaport even said that it's becoming a lingering issue for LA this offseason. Statistically, last year was a bounce back for him. That should be encouraging for the Rams, but he is 36 years old. Buy or sell, Vinny, Stafford won't be getting the new deal he wants from LA.
I'll buy it. I think they were looking at quarterback if there would have been one there. Where'd they pick? 16 or 17? Something like that. So I don't think they want to pay him, you know, another $150 million.
And lastly, here in Major League Baseball, Mike Trout currently sits atop the majors with 10 home runs through 28 games. That's a red-hot start for the often injured superstar. His recent track record actually left a lot of fans skeptical that he would ever return to that perennial MVP threat just because he simply didn't play enough games. But so far, so good here in 2024. Hasn't finished top 5 in MVP voting since the shortened 2020 season. For a top 3 finish, got to go back to 2019. Buy or sell, Bob, Trout reminds everyone who he is with a top 3 MVP finish.
Selling it. Unfortunately for him, they stink. It's time for another team meeting from Ron Washington. They've lost 4 in a row. They're, you know, because the division's not all that great, they're not like out of it, but it looks like they're about to bottom out again. They've lost 9 of their last 10 games. He could still perform well, but I think there will be more worthy MVP candidates before it's all said and done here in 2024. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We have time to get a call in on. You make the call on the call. Yeah, he says yes. That's a thumbs up. And that thumbs up's for you, Andy and Dundalk. Thanks for holding. What's happening?
Ain't no problem, guys. I enjoy your show. I can listen to you all that time while I'm waiting on hold. No problem.
All right. Appreciate that. So, thank you.
I've been saying this for a couple of years, and I want to start out with saying I'm not a Brandon Hyde basher. I think he's a great manager in most respects, but his Achilles heel is, without a doubt, it's the way he handles the pitching staff, starting with starters. Cole Irvin, he's been upset twice this year when he's been taken out at 84 or 85 pitches, and rightfully so, because when he's pitching really well, don't take him out with 2 out. You throw 6 pitches in the 6th inning, and you get 2 outs with those 6 pitches, and then you're going to yank him for a reliever at 84 pitches. That is just like wiping before you go to the bathroom. It doesn't make any sense. I don't care about the analytics. I just don't. Let him finish the inning. Even let him come out and start the next inning when he shows signs of faltering. Jim Palmer makes comments occasionally, not like he used to. Someone maybe said something about a starter got 84 pitches and you hit a weak ground ball. Doesn't even make it to first or third base. And because that guy got on base, you're yanking your starter when he's given up zero or one runs or two runs, but really looks good. The other part of handling the pitches that poorly, you addressed it. We don't have a middle reliever. And when Aiken pitched 3 days ago, I think it was 3 days ago, came in and got two outs with six pitches. I granted, they were both left-hand hitters. I don't care. He's got to come out for the following inning after only throwing six pitches, and not just him, any reliever that throws less than 10 pitches has got to be given the chance to come out to throw the following inning to give the relief pitchers, you know, an opportunity to rest. And that's all I got to say.
All right, Andy, talking about the Hyder hook, Jim Hunter, our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, not much of a fan of Brandon Hyde's early dismissal of his starters. And yeah, Irvin was a little bent. Corbin Burns is one of those guys that'll pitch till his arm falls off. Yeah. So he never likes getting yanked out of a game before he's into the seventh inning. And look, Jim Palmer pitched in an era where he would literally throw 300 innings a year. Doesn't happen anymore. It's all matchup driven and analytic driven. Sometimes, man, you just got to play the hunches. And if this guy's dealing and he's got the confidence and is moving quickly and the pitch count's low, just let him roll. And especially if you're up like 7-0 or something like that, just let him get it in there. But yeah, bullpen's now an issue. Six relievers used yesterday. What's the arm allocation going to be like for Brandon Hyde tonight, assuming Grayson Rodriguez might run into some trouble against this red-hot Yankees offense? We'll talk more about them when we come back with Pete Caldera from the Bergen Record and another draft profile coming up as well. We got some speed to burn, right, Vinny? Wide yeah. out North Carolina. Stick around.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
For that.
The latest sports news and your place to talk about it. Always. 105.7 The Fan.
Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Orioles drop 2 out of 3 to the A's. Craig Kimbrell blows two saves Friday night. And then, of course, yesterday could have some injury issues as well with the tightness in the upper back. Yankees now come to town. First place on the line, New York. Scoring 30 runs in their last two games, 36 in the series against the Brewers as they win 2 out of 3 from the Brew Crew, who we saw a couple weeks ago here at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Here to talk about the first place Yankees, how they're situated in the last couple of days of April heading into May with this 4-game set with the Orioles upon us. From the Bergen Record, let's welcome back. He's on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. He is Pete. Called Dara. Pete, what's up, man? Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us again here on The Fan.
Glad to be here. How you doing?
Doing all right. Now, before we get to the Orioles and Yankees, we just saw the A's here take 2 out of 3 from the Birds. They split a 4-game series with New York earlier in the week at Yankee Stadium, and they got dudes at the back end of the bullpen throwing well over 100 miles an hour. That Miller kid's incredible. But how surprised are you that the A's aren't as bad? I mean, they're not the 74 A's by any stretch, but it's a team that you better bring your glove or you could be in some trouble here every night.
Yeah, I guess the White Sox have taken that mantle from Oakland going into this year. But yeah, I mean, right. You know, Aaron Boone even mentioned it too. You know, when you got, you know, two legit closure types at the end, like Oakland has, you know, that you get a lead, they're going to protect it pretty much. And that's what you saw against the Yankees. And, you know, they had some difficulty, you know, really this weekend in Milwaukee was kind of a reset for a lineup that hadn't been, you know, hitting much at all, unless your name was Juan Soto lately. So, you know, Oakland kind of took advantage of a team that was, you know, slumping, you know, sort of 1 through 9 for a while, and then they kind of reset. But yeah, yeah, of course, you mentioned Miller. You know, he was throwing 101, 102 strike at the side for that save in that fourth game in their series. He's he was fun to watch.
Now, we saw the Brewers here a couple of weeks ago take 2 out of 3, Pete, from the Orioles. They are in first place in their division, the NL Central. But after they won the first one, dramatic fashion, 11 innings, Yankees just kind of pounded away at them. So where you mentioned Soto, Judge had a great series. Stanton, Volpe's been very good offensively for the most part. But what about Anthony Rizzo looking like it's 2016 all over again for this team?
Yeah, you know, he had a really good spring training, and I think that was important for him because you know, last year he had the post concussion symptoms that really went undiagnosed for over a month, and you know, that they wind up having to shut him down, and you know, he had to you know, he had a normal off season, you know, and then came into spring training and kind of you know, reestablished himself, and you know, said everything was fine, so that rest period did him well. So they were probably right to shut him down when they did. You know, how they misdiagnosed him is another story. But you know, he had a good spring training, got off to kind of a rough start in the early to mid part of April, but yeah, he's come on to be the Anthony Rizzo they expected right now.
Now, Pete, the Yankees rotation doing very well. Thank you very much. Without Gerrit Cole, but Clark Schmidt's going tonight. Tell our audience a little bit about him and what he brings to the equation with that big old mid-90s sinker he throws around out there.
Yeah, he does, and you know, he's, you know, I watched him in spring training, kind of, you know, develop a friendship with Marcus Stroman and kind of comparing notes on that pitch, because, you know, that's where Marcus Stroman makes his living too. So, yeah, I think he's, you know, he's matured. I you know, certainly since he made his debut right here in Baltimore in 2020, you know, that he's become a really reliable, you know, piece of this rotation. And last year was his first full season in the rotation. And, you know, now that there's some expectations, you know, not only, you know, to be a, you know, carry his weight here, but as you mentioned, without Gerrit Cole in this rotation, you know, until maybe sometime around mid-June, you know, they're expecting these guys like Schmidt to more than carry their weight at this point. And, you know, the Yankees don't have the greatest amount of starting pitching depth to begin with. So, you know, but you know, Schmidt's got a lot of confidence, and, you know, he's, and you know, he's a three-pitch pitcher right now, and they need every bit of him right now. But his issue right now is going beyond the fifth inning. They really need him to lengthen out, you know, to go 6-7 and not just, you know, 4-5.
Pete Caldera joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, talking about the Yankees in town taking on the Orioles. Big four-game series starts tonight at 6:35. You have these two teams. Orioles lead the majors in homers. Yankees are tied for second. Baltimore, New York, top two teams in the American League and run production here. And you mentioned the White Sox. They just swept the Rays. Toronto's Toronto, and that's probably not a good thing, even though they beat the Dodgers. Boston seems to have a little pulse this year. But are we seeing the Orioles and Yankees kind of separating themselves a little bit here? I know it's only the end of April, but is there a class in the American League East and the two teams at the head of it play for four games starting tonight?
Yeah, you know, you never count the Rays out because of, you know, they always seem to find a way. But, you know, with all the pitching injuries that they've had to deal with, and, you know, that you just didn't think that just going into this season that this might not be the Rays year. You know, Toronto kind of runs hot and cold. They have so much talent, but they've never been able to really sustain it and put it together for an extended run. You know, going into the season, you know, you didn't think much of the Red Sox, and they've more than tread water at this point. But yeah, I picked the Orioles to win this, to repeat as the AL East champs, and you know, the Yankees would be a wild card team. Are they separating themselves? You know, it's really too early to tell, but I think you have to think that they're the class of this division, you know, when you broke spring training and right now, and that's why this is going to be a really interesting series, to start out the first time they've gotten a look at each other in the regular season.
Now, with Judge and Stanton, what are they hoping to have those guys for how many games? I mean, because two guys that get hurt a lot.
Yeah, you know, they want to build in a couple of, you know, DH days a week with Judge playing center field every day. And, you know, that's something they have to watch, just the wear and tear of, you know, having him play that position, you know, at least 5 days a week. So, you know, that's something to watch. You know, Stanton, you don't see him play the outfield much anymore. You know, this team is, you know, they've got outfielders, you know, they've got Trent Grisham, you know, as their fourth outfielder. He's, you know, he's won two gold gloves in the National League. So they, you know, they're kind of, you know, getting by with Stanton just in that DH role, but still monitoring him. You know, he's not going to be a guy who's, you know, going to play, you know, more than five days a week too, in that DH spot. They have guys that, you know, they can slot in there, but you know, at their best, this is a lineup now that doesn't have to rely on these guys. There's better balance with Soto and Verdugo in this lineup right now. So it's, you know, they've toyed with the leadoff spot now. They had Gleyber Torres at the start there without LeMahieu, and he may be delayed until, you know, mid to late May now with his foot injury. They had Volpe there at the top. They've tried, they could try Verdugo up there. So they, you know, there's areas where Boone can go with flexibility in this lineup, but you know, you're not looking at Stanton as a guy that you need that 30 or 35 home runs out of him here, because there's just better balance here than they've had in the last few years.
How crazy was it the other day when Boone got kicked out in the first?
when the voice came from the stands and
yes,
it wasn't Boone. Yeah. Yeah, that was odd. That really was strange. that was one of the few times where Boone wasn't guilty of baiting an umpire, I guess. You know, he had his say and he was quiet. But yeah, that was you know, I really respect the job the umpires do, and you know, day in day out, I think they do a underrated great job, and it's a harder job than you'd expect. You know, that was one where, you know, he could have, you know, Hunter Wells that could have maybe just done nothing, or if he really was jonesing to throw somebody out, you know, maybe you know, remember who the catching instructor is on the and not and throw him out, if you know, not throw the manager of the team out in the first inning.
Pete Caldera. Orioles-Yankees tonight, start of a four-game series. Pete, we appreciate your time as always. I'd like to say good luck to the Yankees. Can't do it. Maybe after they leave Baltimore, we can wish them the best. But hopefully we'll be talking to you down the road for, the, what, 13 times they play? Big four start tonight here, man.
Going to be fun. Really looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thanks, Pete. Pete Caldera, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, draft profile. We're talking wide receiver. Fourth round pick. Got a lot of speed. A little unpolished. I heard a Torrey Smith comparison. Is that appropriate? Stay tuned for that. Tony Pauline is going to join us for some NFL lunch. Get his thoughts on the draft in totality. American League East report. Look at what happened yesterday and over the weekend in the division. And look ahead to tonight.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nice stuff.
With the 30th pick.
This is Vinny's Draft Profiles.
The Baltimore Ravens select
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
He was a very good player. Honestly, he probably was the best player I've ever went against. He was very, you know, fluent in his technique, very fast. He was one of the few guys that was hip for hip with me. I'm glad to be able to compete against him every day.
That's Ravens' first fourth-round draft pick this past weekend. Wide receiver out of North Carolina by way of other stops. Devontae Walker talking about going head-to-head against Nate Wiggins at the collegiate level. Nate, out of Clemson. And Vinny, Devontae Walker, there's some upside with this young man.
No doubt about it. Devontae, 6'1 and a half, 193. 33 and a quarter arm. He's got long arms. 9 1/8 hand. Jersey number 9. Ran 4.36. 1.54 and a 10. Both awesome. 40 and a half vertical. 11.2 broad jump. He's a freak. Freak athlete. 2020. He went to North Carolina Central. Did not play. School canceled the season. COVID. 2021, went to Kent State University in Ohio. 8 games, was a reserve. 5 catches for 124 yards, averaged 24.8 with 1 touchdown. 2022, at Kent State, started 12 games. 58 catches for 921, 15.9 average, 11 touchdowns. And then in 2023... transferred to North Carolina. Now at North Carolina, he played in 8 games, had 6 starts. He was ruled ineligible because something to do with transferring two schools in the same year, something like that. So he wasn't ruled eligible till October the 5th. So in those six games, six starts, he had 41 catches for 699, averaged 17.1 with seven touchdowns. Strengths, size, speed, length. He'll go up and get the high ball. Good line awareness. He can run by people. Used on reverses. Has a burst. He can adjust to the deep ball. He can accelerate to ball in the air. Great takeoff. Ability to break some arm tackles. He has good concentration. He can win some contested catches. Now versus Wiggins, because we heard them talking, he had four catches for 70 yards against Wiggins when they went one-on-one. And then he did have four games where he averaged over 20 yards per catch this season. So he started six, and he played in eight. Half of the games, he averaged over 20 yards a catch. Weakness, he can add more weight, a little wiry. Will need route development. That's big. He's a long-striding guy. Long striders have a hard time, you know, breaking down, getting in and out of cuts quickly with your quick feet. It takes a lot of work because you're sprinting. They're not used to sprinting and then being able to stop. But to be able to stop, you can't get back on your heels. Got to get your pads over your toes. Not much make you miss in space. We'll need work getting in and out of cuts. Long strider, like I said. We'll need to get stronger. Needs work versus press coverage. And if you get stronger and stuff, your stuff with press will be much better. In summary, this kid has elite speed and vertical ability. He'll need to get stronger and develop his route tree. Must get better under control to get in and out of cuts. Has not played a lot. I think he has a huge upside. I'm really excited to see this guy because I think the more they work with him in the weight room and the OTAs and the mini camp, I think he's going to make huge strides. And then when we get to training camp, I think he's going to make another step forward. I think he's going to end up playing a lot for them, and I think he'll be a big contributor. And Lamar's got to learn how to throw that deep ball because he's going to get out there, and he's going to have to get some air under that ball. That play-action stuff with Derrick Henry on first down, and you want to throw a deep ball, you know, because Eric kind of compared him a little bit to Torrey Smith. Yeah. And Torrey, a lot of times he didn't catch it, but what did he get? PIs. Probably led the league in pass interference penalties because he was so fast. But I like the kid, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him.
How much does it help him, too, that Drake May was throwing him the football last year?
Oh, yeah, because Drake May can get it out there. Yeah. Yeah, Drake May was third pick in a draft. You know, so that helps. Probably why he went there, Bob, to be totally honest, I would imagine.
Other NFL news for you real quick. Looks like Zeke Elliott and Cowboys are getting back together, one-year deal.
Yeah, $3 million, two guaranteed. I don't know. I mean, couldn't find a younger running back in the draft.
Mekhi Becton looks like he's going to join the Eagles, one-year deal.
Yeah, that's
Hugh's favorite Jet.
Yeah, that's one where you hope you find lightning in a bottle.
Leah Tungavaiola, former Maryland quarterback, going to the Saints rookie camp, or not Saints, Seattle. What does that mean?
He's going in as a tryout. He's not signed. He has to earn.
Yeah, like Bo Braid signed with the Ravens.
Yes, he's on the roster. Leah's not on the roster. And Bob, he could be there one day, 2 days. They may keep him the whole weekend. If they don't like him, adios.
And NFL Today news, and you don't want to see anyone lose their jobs, but Phil Simms, Boomer Esiason out. NFL Today on CBS, Matt Ryan is in. So now instead of six, it's down to five. It's JB, it's Bill Cowher, it's Nate Burleson, it's Ryan and JJ Watt. That's your broadcast crew there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of competition in them pregame shows, man.
Oh, yeah, you can't watch them all. Yeah, because you got CBS, Fox, and ESPN, NFL. There's four of them. So I would think that a lot of people don't flip around. Like, I start out in the morning, Bob, with Good Morning Football because I like to watch those guys.
That's me, too.
At 9 or whenever they came on. And then I like the ESPN. I like watching Rex Ryan and Randy Moss and the girl,
what's his name's wife?
Oh, Sam Ponder.
Yeah, Ponder's wife. I think they do a nice job.
I'm usually creature of habit into Fox with Bradshaw and Howie and Strahan and Jimmy, but, you know, Terry Bradshaw looks like he was losing his fastball a little bit last year. I mean, we all do eventually. But Bradshaw looked like, all right, dude, you on the same wavelength with everybody else sitting there at the desk here?
And Jimmy doesn't, Bob, he lives in Key West, Florida, and flying to L.A., you know, I mean, that's across the country.
Yeah.
I don't think he's, because he's not there every weekend.
It's 5880-1057 The Fan. We got more draft talk coming your way. Tony Pauline is going to be on our phone lines handing out grades and maybe sharing some shocking thoughts on some of the picks. We got the American League East Report 11:15. Talk about what happened yesterday in the division. Preview what's happening tonight. Boston's off, but we'll get into them as well. And then TJ Tampa, he's a real person. And the Ravens drafted him out of Iowa State. And Vinny's going to tell you why around 1:30.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.